Peyton Lott patiently sits on a mat in the Zantakahini Middle School gym on Saturday morning, waiting for her next competitor in the Inuit stick pole event.
I love doing these because it shows what strength in the people who did them.
The game involves two athletes facing each other and holding a wooden stick, one with an inside grip and the other with an outside grip, with no gaps between their hands. Then, when the ref says,
"Ready, pull!"
they grip and pull against one another until someone breaks free with the stick in hand, winning the match. Last weekend, Lott and nearly 100 other elementary-age athletes competed in the event, and others as part of the Native Youth Olympics 2025 Junior Celebration. Lott is Tlingit Inupiaq and a fifth grader at Harborview Elementary. She got involved with the games 3 years ago after walking past the club while waiting for her mom to pick her up from school. Now she's pretty hooked.
I wake up early the day of the competition. And this is the only time when my parents tell me to go to sleep, I will.
The competition opened with a cultural dance and song performance. The two-day event was hosted by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and in partnership with the Juneau School District. On Friday and Saturday, students competed in six distinct events, including the Alaskan High Kick, Scissor Broad Jump, and Seal Hop. All the games are rooted in Indigenous hunting and survival traditions used in the Arctic. Now, competitions for games like these are held across the state as a way to foster community and promote physical fitness during the cold winter months. Caitlin Lewis is a coach and traditional games specialist for Tlingit and Haida.
These games originate from Alaska specifically. So long ago, before cell phones, radios, any sort of technology, hunters created these games to communicate with one another out in the Arctic.
Just like the students, she too was a young athlete who practiced the games growing up in Alaska. She says the games are more than just testing your physical fitness. It's about connecting with your community and celebrating Alaska's Indigenous traditions.
I've had some athletes say, you know, I was never rooted to my culture. I was never connected to my culture. And since I started the games, I feel more closer and I feel a sense of identity, and that is very impactful to me.
Mila Neely, a freshman at Juneau Douglas High School Yada'ak-Kathle, helps measure the height of athletes' kicks during the one-foot high kick. She volunteered with other high school athletes to help with the games.
I've been doing NYO since I was in fifth grade, so like this is my fifth year doing it. I'm a freshman.
She says it's special for her to be able to help teach the next generation of athletes. She says traditional games are unique from other sports in more ways than one.
It's such a positive sport. Like, you go to other sports and like people will be like talking trash about the other team or even just like wanting to win. And like in traditional games, so many times I've seen people like give another person a tip that will help them succeed further than them in the games, because it's really just like being the best that you can be.
In early April, Neely and other high school and middle school students in Juneau and across the state will compete in their own traditional games as part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's 2025 Traditional Games. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.